From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. NASA has decided to go ahead with an unrehearsed spacewalk to pull out or trim two pieces of fabric that are sticking out from Space Shuttle Discovery's underside. Wayne Hale, who chairs NASA's mission management team, said engineers could not be sure those pieces of fabric would not pose a problem during re-entry.
At the end of the day, the bottom line is there is large uncertainty because nobody has a very good handle on aerodynamics at those altitudes and at those speeds. Life could be normal during entry, or some bad things could happen.
NPR's David Kestenbaum joins me now. And David, why is NASA so worried about these small pieces of fabric?
They're called gap fillers, and they fill in the gaps between some of the heat-resistant tiles on the underside. They're sticking out about an inch. They're maybe 6 inches long. And the reason why engineers are possibly concerned about this is because when the space shuttle starts coming into the atmosphere at, 24 times the speed of sound, so really fast. And at the beginning there, when it's coming in, the air is flowing pretty smoothly over the wings. It's called laminar flow. But then a little later, you get turbulent flow, little eddies around the wings, and that's when things really start to heat up. So they're worried that if you have something sticking out even an inch on one of the wings, that that could cause the turbulent flow to set in earlier and the temperatures could rise.
Now, NASA astronauts on this mission did a spacewalk earlier. Why does NASA seem to be worried that this one is riskier?
This is the first time they've ever done a spacewalk underneath the space shuttle, and they want to be really careful there because that's obviously where all these delicate tiles and heat-resistant panels are. And so they're going to just send one astronaut, not two, and they're going to take as many of the tools off him so he doesn't bang into something. And the strategy is at this point for him to try and pull on the gap fillers with his fingers, and if it doesn't come out, then they have a tool. They're going to have him try and cut them so that the edge is smooth with the surface of the shuttle.
Has there been a problem, David, with these pieces of gap filler sticking out from the shuttle before?
There was one case where when they looked at the shuttle when it landed, it had a piece of gap filler sticking out. And in fact, that raised the temperature in that area by a few hundred degrees from sort of 2,300 degrees Fahrenheit to maybe 2,800 degrees. And that's sort of why they're worried. One of the pieces that's sticking out an inch here is further toward the front of the space shuttle. So that's a place where you might get even more intense heating.
Because of what happened with the Columbia shuttle, they've been imaging this shuttle extensively. Have they shown any other signs of anything that might possibly be wrong?
No. In fact, the rest of what you hear NASA engineers say is that this mission has been a great success so far, and they've basically given it a clean bill of health. And aside from this, there really isn't anything else that they're worried about.
NPR's David Kestenbaum, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.